I didn't prepare any slides, but I'm going through the process of how we do point releases from a user's perspective, but also from the release team's perspective. So first, I want to have a look at well, the announcements users get when something when a point release has happened. So this is the last example, the latest point release. So on Debian announce, there is a mail sent by the press team, and they explain what has changed and what the point release is about. So as you can see, the update mainly adds corrections for security problems and some serious problems. I come back to that later, but so it clearly states that it's still stable. It's not that there are features changed or something like that. It's just to make sure that the system stays secure and that packages can still be installed and things like that. So if we have a look at what changed, there are a couple of categories. So first, the non-security fixes. And then you can see that even if they are not mentioned at the security fixes, there are no Debian security advisories for it. There are still security fixes that get applied and accepted in stable through a point release. And the reason is actually very simple. It's that the security team thinks that the fixes for these are not important enough or not critical enough to include in the security archive. The reason they prioritize that in that way is that they are kind of understaffed to make sure all the security fixes get handled with, and especially when fixes are not that critical, they advise maintainers to contact the release team to have a look if it can still be included in the point release. If you look at the second one with the ASCII doc, I hope everyone can read it, by the way, I don't know. So there is stated replace FOP with DB-LaTeX, and this is actually an example of something where the functionality of the package was just broken, and by changing the dependencies, the functionality was restored. As you also can see over here, there are many packages that were rebuilt against the latest kernel. That means that there was a security fix or a really serious fix in the kernel, which of course needed other packages to adjust by rebuilding or sometimes even by slightly patching. You can see over here Linux 2.6, several fixes. That doesn't say much, of course, but the things that get fixed in the kernel are mainly regressions or smaller security fixes. Another thing that got changed quite recently is that we now, for every point release, make sure that Debian version in etc is updated accordingly, so that users know which point release they're on, and that it's also easier to see if something breaks, in what point release did break their system. Another important part of point releases is when we fix something in the Debian installer. There are various reasons to update the Debian installer, but as you can see here, some of the things are not always clear from the description, but there were some issues in the installer that you couldn't read all the text that was displayed, things like that. For instance, also what we fixed in another point release was that you could install alt stable with the stable. And then you have the security updates. And as you can see, they are ordered by Debian's security advisory number, so that you can easily find them back on the web to see what the details are about the security issue. So when you follow the security link, you can then go to the list of DSAs and click on the issue to see and stuff like that. And then, of course, the usual end of the email where there is an explanation about what Debian is about, because people are subscribed to Debian Announce, but there are not many messages, so when people get a message on Debian Announce, it's really useful to tell them or to remind them what Debian is about. And then, of course, maybe one of the most important things here, that if there are issues, that you can mail the release team. Then if you go to the developer's view, so if you think there is something that should go into stable, we use the proposed update. Proposed updates is a mechanism to make sure that when you upload the package, it gets reviewed by the release team, and when we accept it, it arrives in the proposed update suite, so it can be tested before it actually enters in when we do the point release in stable. So over here you can see how you can add a line in the sources.list to really use the proposed updates. So to test the updates we are planning to include in the point release. And then at the end of the page, you can also see that how you should do an update to proposed updates. So that the guidelines are that the bugs you fix should be filed in the bug tracking system. And the reason is simply because if they're filed in the bug tracking system, it's easy for us to find them back, but also easy for users if we make a description of the change and we include the bug number, that they can see the real details about the issue. Then we also like that the patch for the bug fix is tested first within unstable, so that there are no surprises in proposed updates nor in the real point release. And then there are some guidelines about what kind of issues we fix in point releases. So definitely security issues, and that can of course be through the security team and the security archive, because all uploads that end up in the security archive, well, on the security mirrors, they are pushed through to proposed updates, so they get also included in a point release. Of course, not all of the security issues, like I said before, go through the security team. If in doubt, please contact the security team, and they will advise you to either upload to the security archive or to contact the release team to have a look if it's okay to upload to proposed updates. Then, of course, critical bugs. Critical bugs is, of course, release critical bugs, but that can also be bugs that actually are not reported as release critical, but that are experienced by users or by the maintainer as really critical. Oh, you're there again. And then, of course, uninstallability and fail to build from source bugs. These are release critical bugs, but they are not always perceived as critical by a user or by a maintainer, especially if it's on a particular architecture. And so there is also when something is released and we find out that it's actually also able to build on more architectures, is also useful on these architectures, we try to bring the architectures back in sync and make sure that the packages are available on all the usable architectures. And so the way to the process actually for the developer is to first have the bugs filed in the BTS, to find a patch for the bugs. So of course the bug filing can happen by a user or someone else. The patch can also be by someone else. But we like the maintainer, preferably the maintainer, to file the patch to the release list. Preferably the maintainer, because we really want the maintainer to feel responsible for the patch and of course for the resulting package in stable. The reason we ask to still send a mail to release is to make sure that we can always trace back when something changed, what the change was about. So even if something goes wrong with archive server or something like that, we are easily able to go back to the state we were before. And of course, sometimes we reject things because they are not fit for stable, but that doesn't mean that they are not fit for instance, a volatile or backports. But of course, this one is about point releases. In 2 days, I'll probably give the the both about cooperating better between stable, volatile, and backports, and getting some common policy to know in what archive fixes should reside and things like that. So now we have the user perspective. They get an announcement that things got changed. They might or might not already have the security updates installed. Then we have the developer's perspective that, well, you have the fixes ready to be included in stable, or you're trying to reach that goal. And then we have the release point of view. So we have an overview pages of what technically is missing before we can do a point release. First, there are some to-do items that are things that well, are not really package related. So for instance, decrypt. Decrypt is making sure that all binaries that are not not used anymore in the archive, well, not not pointed at by packages files and things like that, that they can that they are removed. We still have an issue on IA64 that the package is not been built there. It is of course package related, but it's not related to an upload already to proposed updates, because it's the existing package in stable that's not getting built on that architecture. And then we currently have an issue in stable that the task overrides are wrong, because some scripts used still Lenny sit instead of Squeeze sit. So it changed the Lenny one, and where it had to change the Squeeze one. Then we have the removals. So that are packages that the maintainer thinks that are not worthy to be included in the release anymore. And we keep track of them because, of course, we have to tell the FTP masters to remove them at point release time, because there is not a single change in stable between point releases. Every change happens at point release time. A removal, an addition, or an update all happens at point release time. And then we have an overview of the packages. So this page is really useful for the release team, but of course also for maintainers to know in what stage of the decision process and of the decision process, the packages, is it already in proposed updates, or is it still waiting on a review, or is it waiting for something else? The resolution pending ones are of course not yet in proposed updates. If you see that it's green, strange green there, but if it's green, it means that we are, the release team is okay with the update, but for some reason we didn't accept it yet in proposed updates. For Apache 2, that's because Apache 2 NPM ITK has to be rebuilt at the same time, so has to be available on all the architectures first, and it's still missing the S391. So yellow is clearly that it's not yet ready to enter proposed updates. and you can see that some others are also missing, built some architectures. And then you have Berezovsky, where you see it's still blank. Still blank means that we didn't really review it yet. We didn't make a decision yet if it's okay to be accepted in proposed updates or if we should reject it. So it's still outstanding. There are some others. And then you have the pending processing here. The pending processing, currently zero upload. That are the ones that we accepted, but are still not in proposed updates because the install didn't happen yet. And then we have the processed ones, and of course that will be many accepted ones. You can see with some of the accepted ones that there is still an issue with the version, that the version in proposed updates is bigger than the one in testing. We try to avoid that as much as possible, but if it's not fixed before the point release, that means that the version that is in proposed updates will propagate to testing and unstable. And if you see a yellow one, that means that either it's not a security update and it is accepted, and then it only gets auto-built when it's already in proposed updates, because when you have a security update, it has to be built on all architectures on the security archive before it can be accepted in proposed updates, because otherwise you can have that it gets built on two different locations, and then you get different binaries, and that gives problems. But the yellow ones normally are ones that are not built yet on all architectures. And then you can see the red ones that are the ones that got rejected. I should also notice that whenever we accept or reject a package, we of course send a reply to the mail that was sent to us on the release list. And as you can see, most of it got accepted. So that's a quick overview of a point release from every perspective. The release perspective is of course only highlighting the technical aspect, because we also have the social aspects that for a point release to happen, we have to make sure that everyone that's involved in having a point release is present and does his part of the job, like the press team is available to send the announcement, the archive team is present to make the necessary archive changes. You have, for instance, the CD builders are ready to build the CDs when the archive is ready. The mirror team is ready to make sure that everything will end up in the mirrors when the archive is ready, and things like that. So that's coordinating. It's of course also coordinating with translators to get the announcement translated, coordinating with the maintainer, for instance, of base files to make sure the file Debian version is changed, things like that. But But at this point, I actually wanted to ask the audience if you think there are things in the process that can be improved.
Actually, I would really like to see more testing of proposed updates because, or well, something also to gather test results, mainly for the stuff that's not a security update, because we currently don't know how many people are using proposed updates, and it's only moved into stable at point release time and not tested somewhere else, and it would really help to get some feedback on that.
The change should probably be tested and unstable already, of course. But
in reply to that, I talked to the FTP master during my time being stable release manager, having proposed updates being a full suite instead of a partial suite. Which would only actually affect the packages file being a little bit larger, but that would be all what's needed from the release point, release team point of view, to get better testing from proposed updates. But that wasn't implemented yet.
Yeah, the reason being that you don't have to specify stable and proposed updates to test proposed updates. Sorry? Yeah, you can also remove packages already. True. And test CDs and the I.
Okay, but oops. Sensible improvement already without making proposed updates a full suite would be clearly communicating to users that, well, perhaps that's been done already, but that proposed updates is not now like it used to be in the past that could get random shit. Like now what enters proposed update proper has been reviewed by a member of the release team, and so it should be safer to enable it if it's not a mission critical system, because the review process is similar to what happens during the freeze in testing. So I don't know what could be done, or if we want to do it, to ask our users, or perhaps our brave users, to enable proposed updates in their systems. I have no idea if that's something we want to do or not.
Well, I don't think we want to do that by default, because of course, some users only really want to use stable and decide themselves if they want to upgrade. But of course, it's already mentioned in the release notes that if they want to test the proposed updates, they should add the line in their source.list.
The problem with that, though, is that you still can get problems like this overrides thing breaking. And the first possible point that could have been noticed was when Sledge built the CDs for the stable release update. I think by that point you've already basically pushed it out. So if you want to be able to catch this kind of breakage in the future, you really need to have the ability to build test CD images and things like that.
Yeah, true. On the other hand, the CD building scripts and DI stuff could also be extended to have proposed updates as an option.
It still doesn't cover the case of renewals and such.
And that still doesn't cover the case of removals and such. I think there really is a fairly strong argument for trying to have proposed updates appear as a complete suite. There are ways you could work around various of the other problems that are being discussed, but they all have some corner case that wouldn't be caught.
Indeed. Making proposed updates full suite would solve a lot of issues. True. Are there any other proposals making the process more lightweight or whatever? No one? Then I actually wanted to already have some preview of the N1/2 releases, because N1/2 releases are actually point releases that normally only happen like once or none at all during a release cycle, where we introduce new packages to make sure we can the release can be installed on new hardware. So that mainly means updating the kernel, so having a new source package of the kernel that you can install next to or instead of the current kernel in stable. But of course it also means things like the Xorg drivers, and so to make it possible to install your system with new graphic chipsets and things like that. Everyone keeps me asking, will we do it again? Because last time with Edge N1/2, it was meant to be an experiment. It was the first time we did it. I think the feedback I got from Edge N1/2 was mainly positive. Actually, almost everyone was really happy that we did it. One comment I get quite a lot is that while we upgraded the kernel, well, upgraded, we made it sure that you could use a newer kernel, we didn't make sure that you could use the newer kernel with all kinds of modules. So maybe that's something to look at for if we would try it again. And I also wanted to ask the audience if they think Edge N1/2 was a good idea, and if they think we really should do a Lenny N1/2.
Yes, blatantly. I mean, I was bitten as well by random hardware that wouldn't work with the initial Edge release. If anything, I'd happily be pushing for a Lenny N1/3, Lenny N2/3, but I know there's a lot of work involved. The only problem that I really saw with the Edge N1/2 was the fact that it took so long to get it out. We really desperately need volunteers to help. Because I know there was work from quite a few of the teams, but and I saw that unless Dan was pushing, prodding people, nothing really happened. I mean, that might be an unfair view of things, but it was definitely the view I had.
Well, it's definitely true. If you do such kinds of N1/2 release, you need more people to really care about doing it. Because last time around, like you said, it was kind of only the release team and Dan Frazier that really looked into making sure it happened. I think definitely the maintainers of packages that support new hardware should come to us in advance, so we know which packages we need to look into, and where we already can prepare for having them in a point release.
What I would like to see for Lenny N1/2 is the possibility to install Lenny onto a storage area network, because the current kernel and I think also the current bootloader doesn't support that.
Doesn't support what?
Installing Lenny into the whole system into a storage area network.
Ah, okay. And who will make that happen? So the main issue is the grub. Okay.
Well, if it's just a two-line patch, I think it could just be added in the point release if it's non-intrusive.
Yes, indeed.
It doesn't need a half release. I looked at the popcorn data for Edge and a half shortly. I hope I didn't make grave mistakes while looking at it. And the peak for I386 was at 360 users, and for AMD64, 200. And you see a dropping, of course, after the Lenny release, so it's mainly used to bridge until Lenny's available. But there are still, according to Popcorn, 270 users on the main architectures. Of course, there are still some binary, because it's organized by binary package, that use some other architectures, but the counters I saw were all pretty small, which means 10 or lower. And I think the question is, what hardware we need to support for Lenny and a half, if we really need, if it's urgent to support new graphic drivers, if we need to support like wireless drivers, which are outdated in Lenny, and how quick squeeze is coming.
True. Well, I'm not going to say anything about squeeze now, so. Any other comments about and a half release? One of the reasons we only did a and a half release after more than a year after the normal release is security support, because of course if we want security support for the normal release and the and a half release, that means you have more kernels to support in the security team. So probably we should make make sure that the N1/2 release, if it comes, that we have security support, and probably that means making sure that there is more people working on security support for that.
Actually, I think that looking at, well, we are definitely not going to do half year release cycles anyways. That wouldn't also match our audience. And we have already a lot of new shiny things that are not really supported by kernel. So yes, I would definitely go for a plus half release if we could do. If we could do means if we have the manpower to do it. Yeah, well, if some hardware options can't be supported, I can't remember we discussed about that last time in Edinburgh quite much. We said, well, we can live with that we don't support any hardware, we don't need to support all hardware again in the plus half release, we just need to document it properly. I think that is still very valid.
Yes, true. It's not that both kernels have to support all the hardware. We really want to have most hardware supported by the new kernel, but of course if the old kernel still supports more hardware, there is no reason for people in that case to upgrade to the newer kernel. Does someone still have any comment or question about point releases in general or the and a half release?
Well, testing again in general. the weekend we do a full release, we have people volunteering from all over the place to do CD and DVD testing. By the time we get to a 0.01, or even worse, a 0.02, there's nobody around. Regular volunteers really would be good. If anyone wants to help, please be around, watch the release list, and dive in. There's always shit for people to do.
Yeah.
I need to proxy Dan Fraser from IRC that it's always possible to add, or theoretically possible to add, hardware support in regular point releases, and it doesn't need always an, a plus half release. It depends, of course, on the effort to backport a driver, but well, it's also something to be considered.
Yeah, definitely. I think it would be a good idea to have more point releases where we introduce new hardware support if it doesn't affect the current systems. Any other one, comments, question? No? Then we have a larger break for coffee or something, I guess.